It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
Good evening and welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The cold is creeping in, and with it, I have a desire to listen to the eeriest, most boreal tracks in my musical library. I'd like for this week to be an exploration of pathetic fallacy. In what ways do the ever-changing winds of our emotion inform the physical environment around us? And, in turn, how exactly does this impact the music we choose to indulge in? With those questions in mind, this week's theme is Feasts of the Forest. This mix features a host of songs from across time, including a track from Alberta-born singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, and newer finds from artists like Vancouver Polish hybrid band Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. These songs are meant to transport you to the deepest parts of the woods, cloaked in a mossy darkness and surrounded by the deep, smoky perfume of old growth and spruce. Caution to all those tuning in during a commute, as you might take a step and find yourself not exactly where you should be. I'm going to start off with Milkweed by Iron and Wine, which I consider to be the thesis song living at the heart of today's theme. The fourth track off the 2018 EP Weed Garden, Milkweed is a spellbinding dive into our need for stability in life, where the summer leaves are afraid of changing and something's always fading. Samuel Beam is the man behind the curtain of Iron and Wine, so to speak, and he threads something ancient into this song. In a 2016 interview with Maude Newton, Beam discusses his upbringing in the Bible Belt and his gradual entrance into agnosticism, stating that there's an undeniable, unseen world that some people call God and think they know more about than other people. I try not to get hung up on the names. Beam's secular spirituality comes through on this track, underscoring the piece with a hazy mysticism and a glimpse into another world. Here is Milkweed.
Always coming back. On the table, backseat full of baby shoes, a pile of jumper cables, always coming back. God of fear, the
the guns on the TV really get you. Kiss me again in a streetlight coming
Thank you. gasoline in my veins. The disease got me deep in my bones. Since I left you alone, rain in the east and there's rain.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
To work, dowsing an ancient torch. shining a few ready window. I can see the moon and it seems so clear. You can take a road that takes you to the stars. Now I can take a road that'll see me through. I can take a road that'll see me through.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe. Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11. Thank you for tuning in thus far.
We are about two-thirds of the way through this week's episode of The Pantheon, and I have three songs left for you today. Next up is Master Song, by Quebecois poet and folk singer Leonard Cohen. Before his death in 2016, Cohen lived a long and colorful life, even spending half a decade secluded in a Buddhist monastery. He was also a fringe figure in Warhol's factory crowd in New York during the counterculture era of the 60s, and he also participated in countless other artistic and cultural movements over the decades. Particularly in his debut album, from which Master Song comes, I can't help but be reminded of a cedarwood essential oil I once owned. There is such a raw, almost biblical essence to Cohen's voice, which imbues his songs with a grounded and present energy. His music feels like it's speaking directly to you, weaving a story in your ear. Master Song, in particular, tells the story of a love triangle between the narrator, the lady he is singing to, and her master, with whom the narrator competes against for his lady's love. Part of this song's charm and its enigmatic nature, the lyrics are flowery and unusual, leaving much up to the listener's interpretation. I'll let you decide for yourself how this love triangle ends. Here is Master Song.
I believe that you heard your master sing when I was sick in bed. I suppose that he told you everything that I keep locked away in my head. Your master took you traveling. Well, at least that's what you said. And now do you come back to bring your prisoner wine and bread? You met him at some temple where they take your clothes at the door. He was just an umberless man in a chair, just come back from the war. And you wrap up his tired face in your hair, and he hands you the apple core. Then he touches your lips now so suddenly bare of all the kisses we put on some time before. German shepherd to walk with a collar of leather and nails, and he never once made you explain or talk about all of the little details, such as who had a worm and who had a rock and who had you through the mails. Now your love is a secret all over the block, and it never stops, not even when your master fails. And he took you up in his airplane, which he flew without any hands, and you cruised above the ribbons of rain that drove the crowd from the stands. Then he killed the lights in a lonely lane, and an ape with angel glands erase the final wisps of pain with the music of rubber band. And now I hear your master sing, you kneel for him to come. His body is a golden string that your body is hanging from. His body is a golden string. My body has grown numb. Oh, now you hear your master sing. Your shirt is all undone. And will you kneel beside this bed that we polished so long ago, before your master chose instead to make my bed of snow? Your eyes are wild and your knuckles are red, and you're speaking far too low. No, I can't make out what your master said before he made you go. And I think you're playing far too rough for a lady who's been to the moon. I've lain by this window long enough. You get used to an empty room. And your love is some dust in an old man's cuff who is tapping his foot to a tune. And your thighs are ruined and you want too much. Let's say you came back sometime too soon. I loved your master perfectly. I taught him all that he knew. He was starving in some deep mystery, like a man who is sure what is true. And I sent you to him with my guarantee I could teach him something new. And I taught him how you would long for me, no matter what he said, no matter what you do. I believe that you heard your master sing while I was sick in bed. I'm sure that he told you everything I must keep locked away in my head. Your master took you traveling. Well, at least that's what you said. And now do you come back to bring your prisoner?
One lover worth keep gambling lots of moves and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Well, one time, friends, I had a mug. I even had a pub. He beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier just waiting around to die. Then I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and she hit it on the side. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine off the tray. Well, it was easier than just waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die.
have something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics, from hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova. We're your one-stop shop for everything black, every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
We'll start with some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First.
Rock. Rock, rock, rock it.
Second.
Rock. Rock, rock, rock it.
Third. This is what one doctor suggests.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Pooh. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10. Give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.